Ion has talked about the printing press really reinforced the concept of time. That's 500.
Well, it orchestrated the meme that everybody was to follow by.
Yeah, it got everybody lined
up. In the turn of the, 1700s, everybody had clocks, but no one's clocks were the same time. And who set what the time was? Well, the sun went down at this time, and the sun goes down at 6 o'clock, so every day at 6 o'clock I'll adjust my clock to 6 o'clock. Then they started realizing that, oops, it doesn't set the same time every day. Uh-oh. We have an anomaly, this conundrum. And you build your life on this place of the stasis of a false premise.
Yeah, right? Now clocks came in maybe 500 or 700 years before 1700. So what was the experience of time before people had clocks, like what we refer to the medieval period?
They didn't.
And it was quite different from our sense of time. We don't realize how radically we've implanted this meaning.
They didn't judge it by the absence of their alignment with the clock. Now you find yourselves having to align with time. Well, they didn't. The sun came up, they woke up. The sun went down, they finished up what they were doing, and of course had their relations, and went to sleep. And they slept when the sun was down, and they got up when the sun came up. And whatever time it went down, they went to bed, and whatever time it came up, they got up. It wasn't a very difficult dynamic, and then they just enjoyed and sojourned through their Kiskasay day with whatever dynamic there was, you see.
In parts of the world, in the Arctic and that, where they have long days, right, and long nights, what did the Inuit or Eskimos do in that situation?
They just calculated their spaces. They were up longer during the days, you know, the month or so that you have daylight 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they slept more when it was dark all the time.
Okay, now they calculated. How did they calculate? What's that mean if it wasn't visual and clock or time-based?
What do you mean, calculate?
No, you said that. They calculated their energies when it was dark all the time.
No, they just gauged it. And they would, in their place of slumber, they found themselves awake more during the midnight sun, the days of the midnight sun.
Right.
That was the big hunting time, you see. So they spent more time hunting, gathering food.
So when you say calculating, that brings in timing, and timing is different.
No, it means there's a difference. They didn't look at their timex to see how they were doing in that process. They understood the cyclical aspects of their world, their individual world. And just like sometimes humans may take a nap in the middle of the day, when they got to a place and they got what they called their chores to their satisfaction and they wanted to take a rest, they ate and took a nap, you see. It was just different. Their clocks were operating based on what was. And before there was a syncing up, well, you're still not synced up. That's the problem. You have atomic time, then you have Greenwich time, then you have daylight savings time, then you have Pacific time, then you can get your time so far back that you can go into another day in the same day. So you can't even keep up within your time strain of how timing works, okay? And then you have your chip body, which puts everything in what you call real time. Well, real time, then all of a sudden, you've just tangled up. We take 5 minutes of the show deciding which time zones are which and where and who and what, and we just say greetings just because it's so much easier because of the enveloping. Then you take that real time and try to apply it to your own space, and that's where you're judging. I missed Achieve Radio. I missed Cash Flow today. I was on the wrong time. I'll have to get it later, or I couldn't line up with it. When that real time syncs up this now, okay, and that now is the part that we're having issue from descripting, and you have more trouble trying to figure it out yourself, because now here we've spent 10 minutes talking about the dynamics or undynamics of why your time is a false premise. And that's good. It's good because it becomes a great motivator of contrast, because then you kind of go, well, I can't wait till I retire. When I get 65, I'm going to retire, and then I'm going to chase the clock. And then they find themselves less than because they don't have anything to do, because now they're not judged by their clock. Now, that's not for everyone. Some find new, exciting, fun things, and they do what they want to do. Well, that's what a marvelous creator ought to be doing all along.
So you mentioned the Eskimos had clocks. You meant had we call biological clocks, internal abilities?
Yes, the meat sack. Your meat sack has its own cadence of flow.
Cadence of flow for the body is based on the sun, the timing of the sun going up and down. Is that what controls the cadence of flow?
The individual biology of the anatomic parts of your physical body.